Okay, so let's start. We want to look back into the 80s, the late 80s, when Tim Berners-Lee came up with the idea of the World Wide Web.
Right.
Maybe we'll look a bit into the historical development then. So what was the situation end of the 80s from a technical point of view?
So from a technical point of view, we have to remember that Tim Berners-Lee worked at CERN, which was a big space for physicists to collaborate. And there were about 2,000 or 3,000 people coming in and out. And usually they didn't stay for a long time, maybe a year or two. And they had the problem of storing all the information from the physical experiments and to distribute the results again to other people. And this was due to many problems. One problem was that it was still not clear what kind of computer hardware would be the hardware that most people use.
So they would use basically anything, workstations, personal computers, mainframes, everything.
Everything.
It was really like a microcosm of the whole world that was gathering there and operating different kind of systems.
Right, and those systems would not be compatible most of the time, right? And even if they all used the same systems, still they could have different software on it, still could have different operating systems, and
mm-hmm.
formats would not be compatible to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big problem
right.
for those people, right?
And so in a way, of course, I mean, you could do almost everything, right? Even when you consider middle of the 80s, a lot of what we appreciate now on the web, like online communities, self-help communities, and all that, that existed in closed networks. But it was very difficult to get from one of these networks to the other one. And at CERN, it was the same. It was possible by logging into these systems, transferring data, let's say, from one kind of network to the other, but you had to operate really awkward commands from a terminal emulator, and you could not just click or just type something. You really had to know all these commands in your memory.
That was another problem, right? I mean, hypertext was already invented. I mean, the idea of hypertext is even older than the first computers came up. But most hypertext systems used to be at one central server, like one mainframe or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there you could link documents to each other and link information.
Mm-hmm.
But if that single mainframe was down, you couldn't use the system anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very hard for you to get access to this. And if many people would want to use this, this mainframe, of course, would be a bottleneck, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think in this time, every...
But wouldn't this actually increase the quality if you had a centralized place to maintain everything?
Well, you know, I think this is what people most of the time think, that if you have some central control position,
mm-hmm.
that it increases the quality. But I would say it takes a lot of freedom from people, because people cannot easily add something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people as a society can more easily later on filter this by linking to the information that was actually useful or not.
Okay, so to recap, a core problem was that you had all these researchers who acted like all small companies, because they are all individuals, they really like to do what they want, they really have a large degree of autonomy, but then operating the systems, they didn't have this autonomy. So really, they had to rely on a particular centralized service, and that service didn't respond as quickly and couldn't respond as quickly, you know, misbehavior on any side, but it couldn't respond as quickly because it was controlled by a few people only. So
right.
We talk about a particular type of governance of IT system. And then there came this idea of Tim Berners-Lee to change this type of governance completely.
Right. So I think what he was trying to do actually is really to go the distributed way. I think he was a person who didn't like power in any form, and he wanted to give the power back to the people and say, well, everyone can publish whatever he wants to. And I think he was very fond of the idea of hypertext. And I think his main idea was to say, we have the internet, it's already working, we have the domain name system. And let's combine those two things together with hypertext.
So it's really about letting every person produce knowledge and link that knowledge internally, but then also let this person link the pieces of knowledge that he or she created with the knowledge that other people have created somewhere else on the world.
Right. So I think in a way that is basically the main motivation for creating the web. And maybe we could look into design principles and see what's going on there.